All right, good morning. We're doing Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Kuf Nun Chet. Shir is sponsored in honor of Reza Bas Mikhail. Okay, so we started the halacha that we have to wash hands for eating bread. So far we just discussed bread. Just something interesting to point out. The bracha for Netilas Yadayim is on washing hands. So it's brought down Mishim Naritba, that if a person washes his hands and says a bracha netilas yadayim, and then decides he doesn't want to eat bread anymore, or he doesn't want to be kaveya suda on patra b'kisnan, which we'll get to in about a week, or you find out there is no bread, or you can't eat that kind of bread because of your dietary restrictions. So it's not a bracha levatala, because at the time you had a mind to wash, and because you're going to eat bread, and you did wash, and the bracha is for washing, so it's certainly not a bracha levatala whatsoever. Okay, now what happens if a person, so we learned, on a piece of cake, you're not going to, the bracha is mizonos, on a piece of cake. So on a bracha, if you're going to have one piece of cake, and you're not koveya suda on the cake, obviously you're just going to say mizonos, you're not going to wash. What happens if a person is going to be koveya suda on cake? Pasta b'kisnan, which we'll get to. And so your kaveh suda, whatever that means, whether it's a volume of dalet beitzim, of the bread, of other things included, okay, whatever. We'll discuss that later. So you're being kaveh suda. So then you have to wash netilas yadayim with the bracha of all netilas yadayim, and you say hamotzi. What happens if a person decides to have a kazait or beitz, a small piece of cake, normal? And so he's just a small piece of cake, or one piece of cake, whatever, two. You're not koveya suda, you're going to say mizonos, right? Let's say you started eating already. You finished, you're in the middle, you said mizonos. Now, you say, wait a sec, this cake's amazing, I'm going to eat the whole thing. Maybe koveya suda, you can't stop. So you know you're going to eat another shear of, let's say it's dalet beitzim. You're going to have another much of that volume ahead of you. Now what do you do? So everyone says, you have to wash, because you're being koveya suda, and you have to say the bracha of netilas yadayim. What about hamotzi? Well, then you're going to have to say berachas hamazon. But what about hamotzi? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say you say hamotzi. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Yalkut Yosef says, I don't understand. How can you say hamotzi? Because you already said mazona. And mizonot works, first of all, works on everything, right? Except for water and salt. So mizonot works on all foods, and you had a mind for the cake. And we also know mizonot, even take one step further, no need, but mizonot really is going on cake, and cake is really a sefik. When we say a pasta mekissim, it's really a sefik if it's supposed to be hamotzi or mizonot. So anyways, bottom line, it's a machloket. So, if you either say hamotzi, or you just continue without saying a bracha at all. There is one opinion that says, you know what, say ala mechia and start fresh and say hamotzi. And usually we don't say a bracha, we don't say it's a bracha she'ein atzricha, and it's a problem if you're trying to get out of a suffix. But those are three different opinions, which is the best way to go. Just a little bit on the flip side, not that it's a riot one way or another, although I did see someone want to bring it to support the Rabbi Vega's position. But anyways, Rav Moshe had a case, and he goes, Moshe, what happens if you decide to have, to be koveya suda, you can eat the whole cake, and then after you have one piece, you realize, wait, this is not so good, or it's not so good for my diet, and you don't want to have the whole cake. So Moshe says it's not a bracha levatala, because you had a mind to be koveya, and you just eat what you want, and you just say alamichya, since you're no longer being koveya suda. Okay, so that's that. Let's continue pretty much where we left off. We are on bet. Kuf nun chet bet. Yesh mi she'omer she'im eino ochel ela pachot mikabeitza yitol yadav velo yivarech. What happens if you have a piece of bread? You say hamotzi. So everyone says you say hamotzi, right? Generally, a piece of bread is a kazayit. Very often, a piece of bread is not a kabeitza. So do you say a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. So everyone says you do wash, but do you say Netilas Yadayim? So that's a suffix. So the halacha is we don't say a bracha on Netilas Yadayim if you eat less than a kabetza. That doesn't mean one bite, it doesn't go by the one piece, it means how much you're planning to eat during the meal. The only time the timing is relevant is you do have to eat a kezayit within what we call kedei achilas pras, somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, probably somewhere more in the middle. But that's the range given by different poskim. So then, and the reason why some say you're only chayef for a kabetza is because a food or something's only makabel tuma on a daraisa level if it's the size of a kabetza. It's only makabel tuma midaraisa if it's kabetza. Midarabanan would be even kolshu, but midaraisa. So that's the tzad for saying it's a kabetza. The tzad, and that's the Vilna Gaon paskens the halacha with the bracha. The tzad to say it's a kazayit is because we're talking about food and everything, and all the brachas are based on what's normally eaten. And he has a couple of interesting points, but bottom line, it's modeled after kazayit. Okay, so anyways, but Lamai said that's the we're going to see less than a kazayit. More than a kazayit, you have to wash, but without a bracha, unless you have it on a, you're planning to eat a kabetza. Now, if you look at Gimel, imochel pachot mi kazayit, yesh mi sheomer shein sarech netila. So if you're going to eat less than a kazayit, you know you're going to taste the bread. You just want to taste it. You don't want to eat much. A little tiny piece, or less than an olive size. So what do you do? So then you don't have to wash. That's the halacha according to the Shulchan. That's what most poskim say. One does not have to wash. However, some say it is certainly better to, such as the Mishnah Berurah. It's definitely much better. He uses the word lechatchila nachon lahachmir. Okay, you can interpret that how you like. Let's see. He does. Yeah, okay. We'll save that for Tibula B'mashke. Okay. Fine. So let's do Dalet. Dalet. Imochel davar shetibulo be'echad mishiva mashkin shesimanan yad shachad dam. The siman for the seven. In order for food to be hukshar lakabel tuma, it needs to have liquid put on there on purpose from the zayin, and it has to be what kind of liquid? Liquid. Chazal say it has to be one of these seven liquids that we're about to say. And so Chazal added that any time a person eats any food dipped or just wet from, doesn't have to be through the action of dipping, but any food that's wet, but the expression is tibulo b'mashka, with one of these seven liquids, then he's chayev to wash his hands just like for bread. What are these seven liquids? So using the acronym, we'll take it apart, look inside. Dahainu, yayin, wine, or dvash, that means honey from bees, because anything that comes from a juice, anything that comes from a fruit, is not one of the zayin mashkim. Shemen, this is shemen zayit, right? Wine and shemen zayit, olive oil is an exception. Chalav is milk. Tal is dew. Dam is blood. Now that's blood from an animal, not from a fish, and not from a chatavim, the locusts, but it's from an animal. So famous question is how you can't eat blood. So either it's just included in there with all the other zayin mashkim because it's you can't eat blood, but it can be used to makshir lekabel tuma, or if a person needs it for pikuach nefesh for sakana, and he's allowed to. Right, that's exactly. It's included in the seven. So even though we don't eat it, it's always stuck together. Mayim is water. Velo mit nagev. And so the item is wet still, and it wasn't dried. But then that's when you have to What did he say here? That's when you have to wash your hands. Now the expression is Almanat Tofeach Almanat Latfeach. That it has to be wet enough that it can make, let's say if you're touching it with your fingers, your hands can get wet enough and still get something else wet. Ain, so that's how wet it has to be. Not just damp, but actually even a little bit wet, but it has to be more on the wet side. Damp is not a, you're not chayav to wash your hands if it's wet. Even if you don't touch the wet part, you're touching, you know, let's say you dip half the fruit, or half the food, half of it is wet, half of it's not. Even if you're holding it where it's not wet, then you still tzarich netila b'lo bracha. You still have to wash, but without a bracha. Hagav. You're just holding the edge of it, and only and the other edge is getting wet. You still have to wash. So we see from here, we see from pretty much all the poskim that this is a dinder rabbanan that you have to wash hands, and it should certainly apply nowadays as well. However, because there's an opinion that there is a machloket, there is an opinion in the Rishonim, Miktat Rishonim, that since this halacha was only applied in the for times where people are makbid and keeping the laws of Tum and Tara. But nowadays, when we're not worried about Tum and Tara, this halacha doesn't apply anymore. The only thing is, the minhag is certainly to be makom. So, we always want to uphold the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So number one, right off the bat, yesh al pi lismach, because that's the minhag, and there is some rishonim who say it's okay. However, if you do look at any of the written poskim, they all say that one should be machmir, but be easy on your friend who's not. So, so it has to be one of the zayin mashkim. So most dips are not considered.
If you dip it in a mustard dip, then you might have a problem. But if you dip it in a dip, you're fine. It's more than a teaspoon, assuming it's not a
So there's a strong opinion that says any liquid, number one, it's only for these seven liquids. And even if the base is water, but it's no longer called water anymore, it's no longer, for this halacha, there is no need to do, there's no need to wash hands. I can ask a couple quick applications. Another one is you don't have to wash your hands. You normally use a fork and knife. So most of us use a fork and knife for most foods. If it's an item that's normally used only with, it's not a finger food, then that's another poskim, another tzad to make them. Such as cereal and milk is not a problem since we always use a spoon. Dipping a cake or a cookie or a biscuit into coffee. So some are makel and some are machmer. Having fruit, a wet fruit at the end of a meal, since if you already washed, just having a meal with bread, since you already washed for the bread, that counts for anything you have up until Birkat Hamazon. Unless, of course, you have a complete hefsek. You take a break, you forget about keeping your hands clean or you get them dirty. But normally if you have a fruit, and you wash it, and it's still wet, one should dry it or wash your hands. Again, that's the written halacha. And that's pretty much what just about all poskim say one should do. But just emphasize the minhag is to be made, so I guess everyone should reconcile or figure out how they want to follow. But certainly recommend it to be machmer, at least by most. Let's see. Do you have to wash if it's less than a kazayit? It was tibula b'mashke. So some are more machmer for this, for technical reasons, than bread. Yalkut Yosef is machmer. In the Mishnah Berurah, he goes back and forth. Here he writes, ein lahachmer klal baze. If it's going to be less than a kazayit, but when it comes to Pesach, we see that we all wash less than the kazayit. We all wash our hands, and most of us have karpas on less than the kazayit. Ramachmer to have dafka less than the kazayit, so we don't have a suffix of a bracha to make afterwards. So,
and, yeah, because it's
Yeah, because it's dipped. Exactly. So the Mishnah Berurah sees from there that you do have to. So it's pretty much leaves it as a tzarach iyun. That's water.
Yeah, no question.
If you have it in pickles, could be a problem. Some say that's Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer, but again, some call that brine and it's no longer has a din of water. Vinegar is certainly
it's
not.
If it's
pickles in salt water.
Pickles and chametz, it's not.
Right. So that would be the Mishnah Berurah's position. But some are more make. First of all, obviously we know people are makel in general, but it depends if you leave it out a little bit and it's no longer so wet anymore. It starts to dry. And as we mentioned, it's called brine. It's not called water anymore. At least in English. I don't know about it. In Hebrew, mei melech, it's a question if that's called water for this halacha. Okay. I think that pretty much covers this. Are we on Vav now? Oh no. Okay. Hey. Hanotel yadav lepirot. This is dry food, dry fruit. Harei zem migase haruach. This is, you consider hadi or show off. And so therefore, the Gaz says, v'davka shenotlim b'torah tiyuv. That's only if you're making a point that you're only doing it for, because you're showing off like you're chayav and you want to be machmer. But if you're watching them because, whatever, pesticide or they're just dirty, shelo ayu yadam nekiot, mutar. Sorry, you're washing your hands because your hands are dirty. So then, mutar. So then, you're allowed to. Right, that's really not a problem if your hands are dirty. Vesar tzeli. Yesh mi shenir midvarav alfa bishamo tofeach halav dino keperot. Some say that, what about basar tzli? You grill meat, and so therefore, and then the juices come out. So the halacha, he says, it has the same din as the fruit juice, and it's not a problem. So in other words, again, if you have meat that's roasted or grilled, and the juices come out, not a problem. If it's cooked, that's a much bigger problem. Some are also makel for cooked foods. But here he says it's a problem. And there's one opinion who's machmer, the gra, that if it was wet from water before and it's mixed with the juices that come out, then it's still a problem. But that does not seem to be the halacha, the maisa. The tavshil michitim vehem neguvim dino keperot. And if you also have a cooked dish, so it depends if it's dry. It has the same din as peril. It depends if it's wet or dry, if it was cooked with water. All right. But then again, he points out that normally these foods we eat with forks and knives, and therefore spoons, and therefore we're not machmer for this. Even the Mishnah Berurah, who's strict, would not be machmer. Okay, Vav. If you're drinking, for sure it's not a problem. It's only when you're holding food, and then it's a that are dipped. Zion. Natalya Davadavarsha Tibula Bamashka Vakakachrotzelecholechem. If you wash your hands with a cup, right? Because for Tibula Bamashka it's washing your hands with a cup as well. The same halachot. So now you did that for your wet fruit. And then you say, wait a second, I want to eat bread. So Yeshmisha Nira Midvarav She'enota Natila Olalo. There's an opinion that says it doesn't work for you because it's not the same chiyuv. It's a suffix if it's a chiyuv. And certainly if you just wash your hands with a cup because your hands are dirty, but not for eating, and now you want to eat, it's also haga. So anyways, what's the halacha? So if you had in mind to eat, it has to be for at least a shei mitzvah though. If you washed your hands with a cup, and you had a mind for tibula b'mashka, and now you want to have bread, then you should wash again, but without a bracha. Both Ashkenazim and Sfardim is a safek brachos lahakal. Im naga b'achilato. Now, once you're washing, you already washed, right? And now, im naga b'achilato b'mkomot ha-metunafot b'gufo yachzor v'yitol yadav. Now, if you wash, and if a sham nidbered, it's like gamkein lachzor ulevarech. So, if a person gets his hands dirty in the middle, then he has to wash his hands again. Chet. Okay. Chet. Mi shaya b'midbar. O b'mkom sakana. Ve'ein lo mayim. Patur metilat yadayim. So what happens if a person is out in a dangerous place and there's water 5 minutes away? If he has water right next to him, he should wash, right? But let's say it's 5 minutes away and he has to get there. But you're in a makom sakana. Now, the halacha is you're patur. You don't have to worry about metilas yadayim at all. This halacha is the last parak of Erevin in the Mishnah. It's there. Most say it's referring to a milchama, in a time of you going out for war. It doesn't mean you're a regular army base in the middle of Tel Aviv. It means you're going out for war. You're on the road. So there, you don't have to worry about this. And this applies nowadays as well. Many say, the Aruch HaShulchan is one of them, that you do not have to cover your hands. If you're far away from water, we're going to get to later, if you're far away from water and you can't get to water, we don't make you go too far, you still have to cover up your hands. So here, Aruch HaShulchan and many say, some say you don't have to cover up your hands at all. You're 100% patur. Because it's clear that's what's mashma from the Gemara and all the Rishonim. No one talks about covering your hands. But the Mishnah Berurah says you have to wash your hands. You have to, at least, you still have to cover your hands. So it's a machloket. Achronim. Tet. Tet. Tzarich lizahir. Netilat yadayim. She has to be very careful with netilas yadayim. Shekol ha-mezazel b'netilas yadayim chayav nidoy. It's chayav nidoy because you're over the chachamim. Uvadi aniyut, become poor, v'ne'akar mina olam, and uprooted from the world. Not a good thing. Okay, so very important to be makpid netilas yadayim. Yud. Alfal pi sheshiura b'revi'it, even though the shir is with the revi'it, perush revi'it alog, it's a fourth of what? We always talk about a fourth. A fourth of what? So it's a log, revi'i talog, which is 1.5 beitzim. Dahainu shir beitza v'chetzi. So you see, if we told b'shefa, the minimum shir is a revi'it. But, you should, right? That means one cup with one revi'it, and that's used for washing both hands. However, yosif li tol b'shefa, you should really use a lot of water. Because when you use a lot of water, it shows that you want to be mekayim divrei chachamim. Chazal. I would use lots of water on my hands. And so God should give me a reward to fill up my hands with good stuff. Obviously, they point out that you don't do mitzvahs for the reward, but he was just pointing out the schar that you get from it. Mishnah Berurah points out, you don't need the Mishnah Berurah to point this out, but we're going to see. The best thing to do is always, at least one time, make sure you wash with a complete revi'it on each hand, on one pour. Then with each pour, at least one pour on the right, report two or three times, but then your minag, you want to make sure you have at least one full pour of a revi'it on each hand. And this way you avoid many problems. If you're just using one cup with one revi'it, we'll see the halachot as we come along, but if you're just using one revi'it for both hands, then you have a few more issues to worry about. Okay.
Fill it up again.
Yeah. So you can take one, if your cup only holds a revi'it, you can just fill it up full for each hand. Highly advisable, at least for one pouring on each hand. But that's not but the minimum is one revi'it. I'll just point out that sometimes you go to a function, and there's not a lot of water. They bring a bowl of water or an urn of cold water, and they want you to wash your hands there. So some are very makpid not to overdo it. Just take one revi'it on each hand, and you're done. Because you're going to be matriach someone else to schlep that water for you. It's good to be machmer on yourself, but not on others. Also, sometimes it runs out, and then you see a bunch of people just standing there for 5-10 minutes until someone else brings water. So it's when there is water available, it's good to do it b'shefa, but when there's not a water available, then I would not. Okay, Yud Aleph. Mevarech kodem netila, kol mitzvah mevarech aleihem over la'asiyatan. Okay, Maran points out that when we say a bracha, whenever we do a mitzvah, we do that when we say the bracha, it needs to be done before we do the mitzvah. So we call over la'asiyatan. However, v'nagu shelo mevarech ad achar netila. But many have the minhag to not only say the bracha after you wash. Mishum the difamim she'en yadav nekiyot, because sometimes their hands are not clean. So how does he have to at least wash them first? It could be with this actual washing, or you can wash your hands without a cup, then say the bracha. You see that the Rambam, many say you're supposed to say the bracha, kipshuto, and the bracha before you even start washing. Here he writes, the minhag is not like that. Umipnei kach, but listen to how the Shulchan Aruch explains it. Umipnei kach mevarchin aleihem achar sheshifshef yadav shekavar yadav nekiyot kodim sheyatil aleihem mayim shneim. But you still have to say the bracha before you wash your hands. So how do you do this? According to the Shulchan Aruch, you see you're washing your hands twice. So you wash your hands the first time on each hand, pour on each hand once. Then now your hands are clean. Then you say the bracha, and then you pour again. It's important that when you pour, that the pouring of the second time is after the bracha, so that it's still kodem she'atil aleihem mayim shneim, so it's still considered over la'asiyatan. Hagav, gam yachol levarech aleihem kodem niguv. The Ramah says, wait a second, we let you, so that's, I will just point out though, minhag Sfardim is either to follow the Shulchan Aruch as he read it, many of them also they also say the bracha only after they finish washing. Some could do it before, but the general minhag is to do it after they wash completely, but before they dry their hands. Now and it must be once they dry their hands for Sfardim, it's too late. They can't say Al Netila Tadayim anymore. The washing worked, but they can't say Netila Tadayim. The Ramah says, so first he says you should say the bracha before you dry your hands. Shagamani guv bin a mitzvah, because drying your hands is part of the mitzvah. Umikre over asiyatan. As long as you're doing it before you dry your hands, it's over asiyatan. As also we'll see later on that you don't want to eat bread with wet hands. So you know that so there is an element of the drying as part of it. Vim shachach leverech ad achar niguv. Let's say you completely finish drying your hands. The Ramah and most Ashkenazi poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, says mevarech achar kach. You still say a bracha b'diavad. You want to avoid this, but if you mistakenly already dried your hands, then you can still say the bracha. But you want to say the bracha before you dry your hands. The Taz and others disagree and say once you dried your hands, you can no longer say the bracha. I'll just point out real bekitzer. It's the source of this machloket really stems from Tevila. Ger, who goes to the mikvah, the Gemara says the ger goes into the mikvah, and then when he comes out, he says the bracha. Because there's no way he could say the bracha before, he's not Jewish. So the Gemara only says this by a Tevila of a ger. So the minhag of Sfardim is, that's only by a Tevila of a ger, or a keri if it would apply. But for when a woman goes to the mikvah, she says the bracha dressed before she goes into the mikvah, and then she goes in. The minhag of Ashkenazim is the woman goes into the mikvah first, and then they say the bracha. And so, but it's based, the Tosfos discusses it, and because it's efshar derech acheret, so and then some Ashkenazim they take that even one step further from the tevila of the woman to washing hands as well. All right.